So hi, I'm with Patricia.
Patricia Ridge.
And could you tell me a little bit about how you came to be on TANF and what that experience has been like?
Yeah, sure. I first got on TANF in September of 2006 after the birth of my youngest son, Nathan. I was on TANF for 4 months for maternity leave while I was also attending SPSCC college. I got off TANF because I had a full-time job that I had as a waitress at Denny's that I'd had for 8 years at the time. I got back on TANF in September of 2008 after I was terminated from that same job. At that time, I'd had the job 10 years. And so I got on TANF. I ended up developing a drug problem. So I signed up for treatment. I did an assessment at BHR in Tumwater. And a couple days after that, CPS showed up at my door with a UA cup and wanted me to UA. And they followed me around everywhere, including to WorkSource, because the other part of my WorkSource requirement was that I was supposed to go to WorkSource and look for a job. And they talked to my counselor at WorkSource and said, she needs to take a UA. And the guy, like the CPS social worker, took a cup of water as I was going to make a phone call to call on a job, telling me that I needed to drink water because I couldn't pee. I had started treatment a couple days after that at BHR. And during the middle of a treatment session, which it's my understanding that it's a violation of your civil rights to be in a treatment session, CPS showed up, sits me down, and says, if you love your child, you'll sign a voluntary placement agreement, which is pretty much no longer practiced these days because too many parents were coerced into signing those agreements. My child was taken out of my custody by a voluntary placement agreement through CPS. And I was on TANF for 6 months, and then the way the rules goes, your child gets coded in as reunify or not. And he was coded in, I believe, as reunify. But I had just obtained housing at Henderson Point Oxford House, and they were going to cut me off. This lady told me, well, you're going to need housing in order to get your kid back. And I'm like, duh. So she went ahead and extended my TANF. Well, it turns out that was a mistake. So then I couldn't get anything. And then when I finally got signed up for DAU 6 months after that, they started taking 10% out every month until I paid back the extra month of TANF that they paid to me by accident at their own fault. I stayed at the Oxford House until I ran out of TANF at the end of April. Then I didn't know what the hell I was going to do because, of course, you can't get your child back if you have nowhere to live or anything. So then I stayed at Safe Place for about a month. Then I ended up getting into Genesis Acres. It was a Christian woman's recovery home where you could live up to 3 years with your kids. From there, things started to move forward for me as far as me reunifying with my kid. I didn't start getting TANF again until February of 2010, which I've been on it ever since because I've been a full-time college student. I was still engaged in CPS services and so on and so forth. And they have this thing called an individual responsibility plan. And while you're CPS involved, you know, the services are like having a full-time job. They don't require you to do anything else for work first until your case closes. And then they put on my IRP, which is my individual responsibility plan, to go to school. In addition to going to college, one of the things that I'm doing to get off TANF is I'm interning at two different places and volunteering at another, and I'm a member of an organization called POWER, Parents Organizing for Welfare and Economic Rights. I'm in the paralegal program at South Puget Sound Community College. I will be graduating in March of 2012. I also am an intern at Asher and Denton Law Office, which I'm not paid. I'm also an intern at the Thurston County Food Bank as an outreach assistant, and I'm also a volunteer at Thurston County Free Legal Services. I have 58 hours a week of participation. So bite that. I'm a lazy fat ass who doesn't do shit, right?
Here you go. Thank you.
I would say that she's not.
Don't say nothing. No. I can see when you're lying.